Hi. I thought I would take a moment to share one of my cosmic events. I was asked to do this in some form by someone named Bruce. So, Bruce, this one is somewhat for you, but it's also for me. Some years ago, I was meditating in my enthusiastic dedication to hours a day of meditating. I was also in a phase of my life where I was being very pristine about the food and fasting, and I was eating raw food and on and on. I was doing some very special things and I was feeling really vitalized. And I was in the meditation and my inner vision opened, just beautifully clear, like sometimes it does. And oh, by the way, this is without any substance or aids, biochemical or otherwise. And in this personally beautiful moment, I felt like a very powerful, vital young man running up a very steep mountain. The mountain was only made of rocks, huge rocks. It was very high. And I was jumping up the steep mountain with every stride. I was going up, jumping on a boulder, and I'm jumping over other boulders, and I'm doing this mountain. I'm feeling good. I'm going to the top because I know at the very, very top is God. And I felt like a little, well, not so little Superman. I was just so excited. I finally am there. I'm gonna go. And I'm right up near the top. No, by the way, I was doing all of this barefoot, because I was into being barefoot at the time, like, yes, does that make a difference? Yeah, probably, but I was being excessive about it. And I got up to the very top, and I knew that I was just one leap away. And I was just prepared to do that final go to God jump. And a voice very clearly and very firmly came right through me and said, "Go there." And instantly I turned around and I looked. And many, many miles away down this tall mountain, there was a city, like a large major city. Certainly not as large as, São Paulo, or maybe as large as New York, or but it was a city in the far distance, maybe 60 miles away. And it was filled with smoke and pollution, and you could just tell that it was a city of industry, and there was a cloud of darkness over it. And you could see tens of thousands of people coming out of it. And they were strung out all the way across the plain to the foot of this mountain I was on. And there were thousands and thousands of them coming up the same mountain that I had come up. But I knew clearly that where this presence or voice wanted me to go was go there. And at first, I'm resistant. I'm almost in tears because I realize I need to go there. So I start going down the mountain, but I could not jump anymore. I had to walk on the ground between the boulders, and every step I took, I stepped on a rock. And so my feet were sore, and I'm whining, and I'm pathetic. and I'm going down the mountain and I'm not happy. And people are coming by and then people are yelling at me. What's the matter with you? Go up. We're supposed to go up. Go on. Where are you going down? How are you stupid? How ignorant can you be? You know, and all I felt was this criticism and attack. And I didn't say anything. I kept walking and I kept going down and down. And it seemed like a very long time. I slowly walked down the mountain, kept running into people, bumping into people. They were on their way. And I walked across this plain where thousands of people were coming, and I went against the traffic, and I got over to what was the feeling of a barrier. And I realized at some level, I could not easily go any further into the city. And it was polluted toxic gases and poisons, and you could look in the distance and you could see violence and cruelty and slavery and every manner of human misuse of time and consciousness was available there. And I just, part of me was struck by the difficulty and the magnitude of it seemed insurmountable, and I really wanted to know, well, what's causing all this? And then I saw, standing over the city, I mean, standing over the entire city, was what appeared to be something like an Egyptian pharaoh. And the whole city was between his feet. And there was this golden armband, and a headdress and a whip, and, you know, this enraged me a little bit. And I noticed I went a little closer to the city when I got enraged, because this was the pharaoh. And then all of a sudden, the towering pharaoh that was probably 3,000 feet high, standing over the city, dissolved. But it didn't dissolve in a way that it was gone. It dissolved in the way that it became the toxic cloud. And then I realized I had nothing to blame or attack anymore, because it wasn't a central pharaoh. The pharaoh was all of us that I had contributed to the pharaoh of suffering and slavery. And this was not an easy thing to realize, that the pharaoh of slavery, cruelty, toxicity, war, ignorance, violence, is created by all of us. And in this process, I got a little closer, because each time I looked at it more honestly, I moved a little closer. So I realized that the only way to get to the, if you will, the core of all of this was a transparent willingness to acknowledge what's true. The truth is, I'm contributing to the pharaoh of suffering, and that my efforts to go up the mountain was, well, nice, but it being spiritual, going up the mountain was actually an avoidance of the truth that I'm contributing to the pharaoh of suffering like everyone else. not an easy thing to realize. But the moment I started to realize that, I started moving closer into this city of chaos and suffering because I was being transparent. And for a moment, I was beginning the process of experiencing and realizing the truth about my contribution to it. And it's not an easy thing to realize that my personal contribution to it happens to be tens of thousands more, perhaps, okay, many more moments where my lack of comprehension, my ignorance, my misuse of time and space, my misuse of nature and products and food and animals and trees, and the tens of thousands of times in my life that I had done something that was entitlement. And I realized that I am constantly engaged in entitlement. I mean, I admit it. I like my car to move. I'm entitled to the gas or the petrol that goes in the tank. I'm entitled to pay for things and get things. And I'm entitled to make this belching machine that does all of this. And I'm entitled to fly on an airplane. And I'm entitled to make I'm entitled to eat what I want to eat. And oh, by the way, did I mention, don't mess with my 2-ply toilet paper. I'm entitled to this because I've traveled many places and they didn't have any toilet paper. A lot of those places where sometimes you had toilet paper, you were lucky if you got a newspaper. And some places I went in the world, they had no toilet paper at all. So by the time I get back, I really like my toilet paper and my clean water. I'm entitled to clean water and food. And you realize I'm entitled to a lot of things. Aren't I? Entitled to it all. God loves me, so I'm entitled to it all. I'm entitled to eat as much as I want and do this and do that. And the answer is, no, entitlement is an error. And it's a very sticky one. I'm entitled to watch television, and I'm entitled to do a video game if I want. I'm entitled to do anything I want, damn it. Well, no. And then there is a child on the edge of the city, playing with a toy. And I just want to stop for a moment and play with the child and the toy. And in the moment of taking the time to play with a child, I move a little closer to the fountainhead of this place. I realize that the only way to resolve this inner fountainhead of pain and suffering is with somebody else's help. Now, this is enormously disappointing, that it's not just me coming down the mountain that's going to solve the problem. It's me with a child playing, telling a story that begins something, but I need to also be capable of caring about the child's parents. And they're idiots because they ignorantly are doing things too violently. And I realized that no, they're not idiots. And I have a right to call them idiots, but I also have the right to receive the consequences of referring to them as idiots. So part of the problem is the only way to transform myself is to have an actual human give and receive relationship to somebody. Going up the mountain, well, that was just plain easy because that was me alone, and I'm going to go up there and go to God because I'm entitled to. It's very disappointing to come back and find out that I'm not going to participate in the experience of the transformation of myself or this city without actually having the ability to give and receive with other human beings. The very ones who are the Pharaoh of slavery, ignorance, whether that whole canopy of the Pharaoh is human is even debatable. Who's causing suffering and chaos and cruelty in the world? Who's causing diseases and manipulation and political strife and wars and starvation and malnutrition? Who's doing all that? Well, apparently, I am. In combination with other people who are oblivious to the fact that all of us are consuming ourselves, each other, and the resources of the ocean and the earth and the mountains and the jungles, and we're polluting the air that we breathe, and we may not even know on the highest levels, is it really human that's actually the Pharaoh? Is it aliens? Surely it would not be me. Well, this was about 30 years ago, I had this experience. After 30 years of going down the mountain closer to the city, I'm only a few steps closer. Maybe I'm a little closer, but I'm not yet capable, honestly, of not judging another human being. I can ignore them some way and go, I'm not going to judge them because I'm going to ignore them while they're doing their idiotic things of cruelty. And I'm not going to. Yes, I just judge them. And there's a rare person around. I can name at least 3 or 4 or 5 that I feel like I can actually have the beginning of a friendship with. I mean, really, if I check in my life, how many people have there been in my life over the last, well, I'm well over 70. How many friends have I actually had? And I start to find out, well, it's just a handful. Just a few. So you mean that in order for me to progress, I need to not only receive people without judgment, but I need to be able to care about them because I intend to want to? You mean that the only way we're going to transform what we have in existence, of what we transmit to our children's children, is because of my own inability not to give and receive love? No, I'm clear about this. I'm presently not capable of giving and receiving actively. I could say, do I have the innate capacity? Yes, we all have the innate capacity to give and receive, but do we actually? I don't know about you, but the answer for me is no. That doesn't mean I stop practicing, but it does mean I need to be more transparent about what I'm resisting, what I'm doing. Am I actually able to care about somebody, but not be projecting some neediness or something about them. And I'm not capable of doing the inner, if you will, feeling side without, can I be discerning without being judging? Can I do empathy? Can I do compassion? Can I do any of those actually if I'm in denial of my contribution of every single second that I'm transmitting something? I'm transmitting my false belief systems, my addictions, my facades. Whoa, you mean I'm engaged in damaging every single human being on this planet and all of those that may come because I leave behind a residual pattern of pain, suffering? I mean, my great country, as an American, I only found out a little while ago that the very first president of the country, his name was George Washington, a man that I thought was, well, he's honest, he cut down the cherry tree, he told the truth. I discovered that he had 300 slaves on his farm. He bought and sold them like cattle. The first president of the country was founded on slavery and genocide. And I'm a residual component of that. Wow. I cannot change what I deny. So this is not intended to be a confession. This was an original experience 30 years ago that I now, after 30 years, see slightly better with just a slightly more open eye. So, come back in another 30 years, and I might be a few steps closer to where that Pharaoh actually resides. Wow. If that leaves you a little bit bummed out, I would like to say I'm sorry, but I would rather suggest that you might protocol whatever discomfort you might have with the way I presented what my experience really was, that originated as a cosmic event as a result of meditation, only to remind me that you might as well go play with children and you might be a little closer to reality than actually running up a mountaintop. Phew. So that's my presentation for you today. Do what you can and will with it, but don't mess with my 2-ply toilet paper. I still like it. See ya.